calves that receive antibiotic therapy, we're just killing all the good bacteria that's left, and we're leaving that calf with high levels of bad bacteria like E. coli and things like that that increase the severity of the disease. So that's what we think is happening. There have been some other studies that have evaluated using kind of antibiotics at the onset of diarrhea and have found changes in the microbiota. So I think, yeah, if we're just blanket treating calves, we're just killing a lot of the good bacteria that remains and making it a lot harder for that calf to rebound or recover.
Welcome to the Dairy Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest dairy health research digested for you.
Good day. This is Mark Thomas connecting with the Dairy Black Belt Podcast. And today it's a great pleasure to have Dr. David Renaud with us from the University of Guelph. Good morning, David.
Hi, good morning, Mark. Good to be here. Thanks for having me as a guest.
Oh, you're very welcome. Dave is a professor of population medicine at the veterinary school at the University of Guelph, well recognized for his research and work with producers in the area of calves, especially. And of course, as usual, we got the chance to catch up a bit before the podcast. And I think we have a great topic to talk about today, and that is whether to use antibiotics or not in the treatment of calf diarrhea, calf scours. So, Dave, give us some insight of the work that you're currently doing and some of the early results.
Yeah, so we've done a bit of recent work looking at using antibiotics in calf diarrhea and found some interesting results like you alluded to, Mark. So this project was run by my PhD student, Louise Zakia. And what she did in this trial was at the onset of diarrhea, put them into two different groups. One group, all the calves got antibiotics right at the onset of diarrhea. The second group, they had to have two or more signs, kind of showing systemic signs of disease. So scleral injections, so really inflamed blood vessels in the eye, elevated temperature, or signs of depression or dullness. So they had two or more of those signs, they received an antibiotic. And what we found in this project was that calves that received a blanket antibiotic treatment at the onset of diarrhea actually had poor performance. So they were more likely to receive rescue therapy, so meaning another antibiotic or intravenous fluid therapy for to respond to the dehydration that diarrhea was causing. They're more likely to have signs of respiratory disease or more signs of respiratory disease. And also we found a higher risk of mortality. So clearly from that trial, I think it really highlighted that we need to be a little bit careful in terms of which calf we're giving antibiotics to. Can't just give them all antibiotics because there are some negative repercussions to doing so.
Wisenetics turns podcast airtime into brand authority. We don't sell ads, we elevate voices. If you're ready to boost your authority in the industry, access wisenetics.com and speak with a brand authority specialist. Let's transform expertise into influence, starting now.
So Dave, this is really cool research. As you know, we do research with our clients, and over the years, we've done a number of no-treat trials, and likewise have found very similar results. Superior performance with no treatment with antibiotic for mild to moderate scours, and the same, you know, not these sick, debilitated calves, and just oral electrolytes, maybe some gastric protectants. And that's really exciting because, you know, so many calf treatment folks and veterinarians really reach to antibiotics first. So it's great that you're showing those effects.
We need to focus on other therapies, right? It's not all about antibiotics. It's about those other subtle things like you talked about there with electrolytes and other kind of supportive care. I think that's where it becomes really important in trying to move beyond that traditional mindset of let's just jab them with an antibiotic and be done with it because it makes me feel good or it's easy to do or that type of mantra. I think we need to really think about how can we treat these calves differently to have similar outcomes. And yeah, fluid therapy is obviously really important. Using some type of painkiller or something to manage the inflammation is also quite important, and several studies have shown benefits to doing so. And also maybe using some of the alternatives like you talked about, bismuth or colostrum. I know your group has done some recent work using hyperimmunized colostrum as well as a therapy. There's lots of different ways, I think, in which we can manage diarrhea. And I think moving beyond just simple antibiotic use can be quite helpful.
I think you really hit home with easy. I gave a talk last week to a group of veterinarians in a calf ranch. And I said, if I could leave the the office or the storage room with one item to treat calf scours, I can't bring more than one thing, what would it be? And I said, electrolytes, oral electrolytes, not antibiotic, not other supportive type or you know, vitamins, or people like to give other things, but just water and electrolytes. And I think that's an excellent point. And for those who are listening, make it easy to do so, right? It's especially in some of these large operations. You're in Guelph in the winter, in Torreon, Mexico in the summer. It's a chore to walk out to calf hutches with buckets of water, buckets of electrolyte, whether it's super hot in the summer or cold in the winter. Make that easy. Some method of a tank pre-mixed, a gator, right? These are the logistic things, but it's really easy to walk out there with a bottle of antibiotic and a syringe, but to give electrolytes takes time and effort.
Totally agree. I think if we look at the major barriers, we've done a lot of work more on the qualitative side, kind of moving away from our traditional science and just trying to understand farmers' perspectives on certain things. And one of the biggest barriers towards getting different management practices in place or doing certain things is time. And I think to your point, Mark, like it has to be simple. We have to factor in the time component. We have to make sure that it's not taking additional time. It's efficient, all those things, especially on large farms and even smaller farms. So like you said, like try and figure out a system that works, that it's efficient and easy and simple. And that's the key to getting things done and improving the ability of those calves to respond well to disease or to the whatever disease they're fighting with.
So any thoughts of the mechanism of action in the negative aspect? I always comment, likely some killing of beneficial bacteria, changing gut flora. Obviously, some of these antibiotics are administered daily, so we're giving the calf an injection, we're bothering that calf. But any data on what actually may be happening with the microbiome in these calves to explain this?
Yeah, I guess it's purely speculative because in our study, we didn't actually look at the microbiota of the calves. But what we think is happening is similar to what you suggested, where we have a calf has diarrhea, it's undergoing this process called dysbiosis, where it's gut kind of microbiota or the bacteria in the gut are kind of in disarray already. And then we give an antibiotic, which kills all of our beneficial bacteria and leaves the calf with a bunch of bad bacteria where it can't rebound or respond or regenerate, I guess, its microflora as quickly as it compared to a healthy calf or a calf that didn't receive antibiotics. So I think that's what we hypothesize is happening, is that calves that receive antibiotic therapy, we're just killing all the good bacteria that's left, and we're leaving that calf with high levels of bad bacteria like E. coli and things like that increase the severity of the disease. So that's what we think is happening. There have been some other studies that have evaluated using kind of antibiotics at the onset of diarrhea and have found changes in the microbiota. So I think, yeah, if we're just blanket treating calves, we're just killing a lot of the good bacteria that remains and making it a lot harder for that calf to rebound or recover.
No, it makes sense. I think of some friends of mine who, really can't take antibiotics, or if they do, they have to take probiotics, et cetera, because it just really upsets their GI system, right? So it certainly makes sense. So Dave, great, great topic. Something I'm really passionate about, our group. And I think for our listeners, think outside of the box. And we know, think of culture-based mastitis treatment, widely accepted, protocols, et cetera. We know it works. We know it's successful. Selective dry cow therapy, for example, also. So before you reach for that bottle of antibiotic, I think clearly, you know, if it's a case of pneumonia, that's a pretty clear indication to treat that calf. Or, like you said, scleral injection, clinical signs of sepsis, definitely. But these mild cases, if the calf is still drinking, think before you reach for that antibiotic.
Totally agree. I think we need to be way more selective. And I think about the negative consequences that happen when you just reach for that antibiotic right away and treat it. And look for signs of sepsis, like you said, Mark. Scleral injection, elevated temperature, dullness or depression, those are probably our best indicators that that calf actually needs antibiotics to respond or recover from a case.
Thank you. We will send that message loud and clear. So again, to all our listeners, thanks for joining the Dairy Black Belt podcast today. Dr. David Renaud, sincere thanks for joining us from Guelph this morning. And we look forward to connecting again when you have further data and more research information to present.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Take care. Signing off with the Dairy Podcast Show. Thanks for joining.